debut Cactus performance, if you can believe it. So let's give it up for the special acoustic performance she put together for us tonight. Cold weather themes on the album. This is one of the songs that definitely references that in my northern roots. It's all about when fall hits. I mean, now we're into spring, so it's, but when the darkness comes down, and in Canada, that just sort of is like the sign of impending doom. Here it's just like things are cooling off, and it's like, your doom is like now. You're like, uh-oh. It's about to get real hot. Well, we're like, we go into the cold weather, and that's what this is about.
Go show them.
who's here tonight. Ha! Sorry, Mike. I gotta do these things. Mike Flanagan produced the album and also called in a lot of favors from good friends, including Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, who sang this one with me. And Billy couldn't be here tonight. So it's cool though. He's doing good things. It's called Fool's Gold. Thank you. the title track from the Ice Queen album. Ice Queen. so much. So I was previewing that song. This is a while ago. I wrote it, you know, a while ago. And I was previewing it down at a songwriter's sort of in the round thing down in Alabama. We've got some good writers down there. Anyway, so I was doing that, and you know, it was a real casual kind of outside experience around the campfire. So we were sitting around the campfire after the show and just talking to people. This lady comes up to me and she goes, "I really like that first song you played, Cold Bitch." I swear, not a word of a lie. I was like, "All right, I like you. We're gonna get along." No, seriously, she said. To each his own. Anyway, we're gonna do an instrumental here. I love playing my Fender Telecaster, which I'm well known for, and I love this guitar as well. This is my nylon string. And I was always sort of fascinated with Spanish guitar. And I finally figured out why, and another no word of a lie. It was charro. Yeah, seriously, I saw charro in the 70s. I realized it one day, it was a flash. I was like, it was charro. So anyway, I kind of got bored, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago with my blues playing, and I was like, I don't know, I'm hitting the wall here, you know. So I got one of these, and I found a flamenco teacher, and I took some, you know, serious flamenco lessons. You know, the first lesson was like, it hit me so hard. It's like I'd never played guitar before. It was so hard and difficult, and I was like, whoa. So anyway, I did as well as I could with it. And then I thought, you know, I'm never gonna be a flamenco player. This is too hard. And I'm just figuring my stuff out. So I mixed blues and flamenco into my own hybrid, and I call it flues. So I figured, I might not be the king of flamenco or the queen of blues, but I can be best at flues, because I made it up. Anyway, this is sort of something along those lines. mentioning Charo, a little fascination of mine always has been, you can only imagine, I've always been interested in other women guitar players. So much so that I've done a huge research project on it. I started one and trying to finish it, called Guitar Woman, where I've been interviewing women players. I've done over 100 interviews and stockpiling this away anyway. So recently, Guitar Player Magazine is actually publishing excerpts from those in a monthly column now called the Foley Files. The Rockford Files. They're mysterious. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of that. And I definitely have always kind of kept my eye open for other women players because we're kind of rare, to be honest. And so they've always fascinated me. And this woman, many of you I'm sure are familiar with Memphis Minnie, but she's my favorite artist of all time. And I'll do one of her songs right now.
Come on.
a few songs. I do a few songs on the theme of women and guitar. And this one is on the Ice Queen album, but also one of my favorites, Mabel Carter and the Carter family. Hugely fascinated with them. Mabel Carter is probably one of the most influential guitar players anywhere. When you think about that, her the scope of her influence and how far it went is pretty amazing. Some of the first guitar people heard on the radio was Mabel Carter, because they had a regular show on XCRA radio that ran out of Southern Texas, and it went all across North America. And you know, people like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and Chet Atkins and all those guys, they were all highly and heavily influenced by Mabel. And of course AP and Sarah, not to discount them, but I'm just speaking about guitar players. This is called Cannonball Blues. Listen to the train down the line, trying to make up for a little lost time, from Buffalo to Washington. The Carter scratch, the guitar style that Mabel Carter was famous for. I kind of mixed it with a little Piedmont style, very influenced by the Piedmont. Besides Texas blues, I think Piedmont blues is my favorite. And that comes out of, you know, Southern Georgia and Carolinas, Virginia. So I'll just play a little bit of Piedmont because it's cool. I know you know this one. Elizabeth Cotton, right? Elizabeth Cotton, exactly the same kind of style of guitar, and she was 92 when I interviewed her, and now she's passed on now, but that was one of my favorite, very favorite interviews. Another one was, another lady named Precious Bryant. You ever heard of Precious Bryant? All these unfamiliar names. Well, take notes and Google them. They're out there. Yeah, Precious Bryant is super cool. And, you know, she only made a few records and then just remained obscure. And then when I discovered her, I had a really interesting interview and interesting talk with her. And this is one of her songs. Called Fool Me Good. Love me on a Wednesday. Memphis, at Memphis Mini. And when I discovered Memphis Mini, I was 16. And I had just gotten into blues, and every week I would, you know, run down. I had a little something to make money at the time. I don't remember what I did, but I had money. And then I ran down to the record store and get a blues record. It's like a pilgrimage every week, go downtown. And, you know, every week it was like Muddy Waters. And I'd go home and I'd study Muddy Waters all week. And then T-Bone Walker, and I'd study T-Bone and Freddie King. And it was always all these guys, I hate to say it, but they were great, and I was really loving it. And then one day I opened up the record bin, you know, the blues record bin at the very back of the store that you have to really look for. And I looked in the little record bin, and there I saw that I pulled out this record and had this woman on the cover. And she had like a gold tooth, and she was smiling, and she was kind of like legs spread, but she was wearing this like ball gown kind of thing. And she had a dice for a ring. And I was like, wow. The first note that came out of that record, I was just like head over heels in love. And I was always completely fascinated by her because she was kind of mysterious, you know. There's no interviews with Memphis Minnie, even though she died in 1973. There's no interviews. Nobody talked to her and like wrote it down. There's a book about her, but it's all like just discographies and stuff like that, so you can't really get inside the story, and there's all this sort of murkiness to what happened with her and why she ran away home, you know, from home at 13 years old and joined the circus and ended up on the streets of Memphis. You know, this is back in the 20s. Memphis was a pretty bad place at the time. Some say she was a prostitute for a while. Nobody really knows. But she turned out to be an incredible guitarist and songwriter. And the fascinating thing about her is that her story is actually there. It's all in the words of her songs, because she didn't really hold anything back. So some of her songs are completely stark and heartbreaking. And anyway, if you don't know her, you should. Anyway, I'm going to do one of her more upbeat songs because I can't get enough of her. I don't know about you. I woke up this morning high here, looking for my man that gave me a thrill. I'm looking the world over. Thank you. practice because they make, they're extra quiet. It's like they really have a good time. Believe me, you can make noise. So just, I really appreciate everybody coming out, and I was just, we kind of did this by surprise. I thought, you know, to try an acoustic show. It was actually Mike Flanagan's idea because he was sort of the mastermind behind a lot of this stuff. So he was like, yeah, maybe we should try an acoustic show. So just thank you for coming out. We didn't know. I thought maybe there might be 10 people. And I'm sure enjoying it. It's nice to play and not like deafen myself, even including or deafen the crowd. Like, I know I deafen myself. So this is also along the line of. Let me get back to the Ice Queen album and do a few more songs off of that. And that is for sale tonight. Today is the release date, the official release date. So, in the making, a couple years it took, so hopefully I won't have to make another one like right away. Mike Flanagan produced it. It's got all kinds of great and special guests on it. Chris Marsh is on it. A lot of great Austin blues players, of course, people I'm sure you've heard of, like Jimmy Vaughn and Derek O'Brien, George Raines, Chris Layton. Just the list is long. As you know, the musicianship here is of the highest caliber. And I always tell people, I go back and forth, so I realize what you have here. I hope everybody else does. Thank you.
We stepped up from behind. We stole around.
Chipotle because I'm on campus. Gotta eat like the kids. It's good stuff. Anyway, this is, I got a few more for you here off the album. And this is one all about a road. Runs from southern Ontario, just across the border into the U.S., all the way down to Tennessee. And I was on this road all the time. It's Interstate 81. So I wrote this song about it. It's the worst road in history. No, seriously, I've been on a lot of roads, and this is one of the worst. It's like really kind of windy and really bad weather, like 24/7. 12 months out of the year. It's got a precipitation pattern. It goes across, it's because it's the Great Lakes snow effect. It's like a Great Lakes thing. I saw it on the Weather Channel one day, and I was like, yes, this is the worst snow belt in the world. And I'm like, I know that. Because it's literally, it's like you're driving, and it's like, and it's just like, you know, I'm gonna die. You know, I'm gonna die, release me, because it's horrible. You know, with snow and sleet and anything that comes out of the sky is coming down. And then you get to the other side of it, and so I called that the gates of hell, because I was like, every time we had to go south, we have to go through the gates of hell, or when we're coming back home, drive through the gates of hell. So the only redeeming factor about this road is, and it goes through every bad town in America too. It's also like, it's like, no offense to people from these places, but Watertown, Syracuse, Binghamton, Scranton, and then a bunch of places in Virginia that you can't even name, and then you're just like, I'm done with this road. You can't get a cup of coffee, and you can't get anything to eat. So, and you don't want to stop anywhere, because it's like, it's like that. I was on this road for like 3 years straight, so... Anyway, the only redeeming thing is to get down to Tennessee. You finally hit the border of Virginia and Tennessee, and you see the Bristol, the sign for Bristol. And Bristol is where the big bang of country music happened with the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers. Kind of got this history to it. And I was always fascinated. I was like, oh, Bristol, we're going to be okay. So that's what this is about. Long story, sorry. It's called 81. Thank you.
wasn't worse, could have been, it never was what it seemed. Now I'm on the depths of a dream. Started fast, a fleeting vision, so hard to grasp, and it left the same way it came. He was a stranger when he entered my slumber. He disappeared, leaving no trace. I've been clinging to empty space. Now I'm on the death of a dream.
next one. This is called Run. Thank you very much. We'd love to play one more for you. And, so much. It's so much fun. One more time for Chris Marshall. Bye. One for the ladies right now. How about it for the ladies?
Yeah.
This is one for the ladies. Because ladies, I understand you. And ladies, we love love songs, am I right? A little love song for you. We do. This is a love song for the ladies. Judge your honor, hear my plea, before you open up your court. I don't want no sympathy. I went and got